Welcome to the Fashion Photography Show. This is a podcast teaching you how to build a creative and profitable fashion photography business. I'm Olivia Bossert, a London-based fashion photographer with over 10 years in the industry. I've shot for magazines like Elle, Harper's Bazaar, Marie Claire, Grazia, and more. I've also worked with brands like Rixo, Daisy Jewelry, Blink Brow Bar, and many more. If you're a fashion photographer interested in building a business that's made to suit you, then you're in the right place. I'm so happy you're here. Welcome to my Photography Wrapped. I spent a day a few weeks ago doing a bit of a deep dive and a reflection into how 2023 went for me as a photographer. And I'd never actually done this before. I'd never taken the time to look back at how the year really went in total, and it was fascinating. So I have a ton of data here in front of me, and I'm gonna go over all of the stuff I uncovered about what happened in my photography business in 2023. I want to make very clear, this is only the photography business. I obviously run, as you know, two businesses, Olivia Bossert Education and Olivia Bossert Photography. Everything I'm talking about today is only Olivia Bossert Photography. So, in summary, in 2023, worked with a total of 26 different clients. That is 26 different brands and magazines. I did a total of 38 shoots. So even though I worked with 26 clients, a lot of those clients I ended up working with more than once throughout the year. And that came to a total of 38 shoots. The 38 shoots also includes my personal shoots, because I literally went through my calendar and the entire year of 2023 and counted how many times I had been on a shoot, and it was 38. And I was like, is that not that many? Like, is that a lot? Is that not a lot? I don't actually know. But all I will say is that it felt the right amount for me. I've been very clear from the get-go with my business that I never intend on shooting crazy amounts. Like, for me, I don't want to be shooting ideally more than 2 to 3 times a month. I just asked Siri how much 38 divided by 12 is, and it's 3.16. So I'm actually pretty much hitting my goal of wanting to only shoot 2 to 3 times a month. Wow, my voice went weird there. So yes, I am hitting my goal more or less of 3 shoots a month. I'm gonna try and continue to make that work in 2024. And if I can continue to have it be more like spread out, because I know that, for example, the month of March, I had like 6 shoots that month. And there might be a bunch of you listening who are like, yeah, but I shoot that much every month, and that's absolutely fine. But the way that my energy levels work, the way that I work, if I shoot that much, I am useless. Like, I am horrible to be around. I'm a bad photographer. I make bad business decisions. I am not creative in the slightest. So if I can have everything continue to nicely spread out around that 2 to 3 shoots a month mark, it's going to make the world of difference for both myself and for my clients. I know that for a fact. When I am rested, when I have space and time in between jobs, I am at my most creative and my most pleasurable to be around. I have the most fun on set, and I really enjoy everything I do. Out of the 26 clients I worked with this year, 7 of them were magazines. The remaining 19 were all commercial brands. And out of those 26 clients, and this is what I find really interesting, 30% of them were recurring clients or returning clients from the year 2022. So that means that I retained 30% of the clients that I had worked with the previous year. Actually, now I say that out loud, that might not even be true, because I haven't looked at 2022. So I would need to look back at 2022 and look at who I worked with that year and then see how many of them I worked with again in 2023. I'm going to hit pause and I'm going to do that right now. Okay, very interesting. I've done this quickly because I don't want to spend hours and hours looking into this, but I did some quick maths and I calculated that in the year 2022, I had roughly 20 clients. So again, shot with a lot of them multiple times, so I'm not counting how many shoots I did, but that was 20 clients. 8 of those clients I have kept in 2023. So they have carried over into this year. And that feels very, very cool. Equally that is cool though, is that I gained 70% new clients this year. And that means that they were people that I had never worked with before prior to the year 2023. And I credit that to the fact that I spent a lot of time in early 2023 pitching myself. A lot of the clients that I gained this year came from spending January, February, March, and April heavily pitching myself. And I reached a point where I got to the summer and I actually didn't need to pitch myself so much because I'd done so much pitching in the early part of the years that I'd gained enough clients to sustain me for the rest of the year, and they all came back to me multiple times in the year. So even though I've carried on pitching throughout 2023, I definitely can see that I didn't need to do as much of it as the year went on, because that serious attention to pitching in the early stages of the year really paid off for the rest of the year. I'm also really happy to have such a high retention rate, because it's so difficult to get new clients. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm clearly good at it because I have 70% new clients this year. Like, I'm thrilled with that statistic. But it is harder to get someone new to trust you because they may have worked with someone before who they've had really great results with or really great responses from. And why should they take a chance on someone new? So being able to say that I've had 70% of my work this year come from people who are brand new feels amazing. But it's still incredibly rewarding to know that the people that I worked with the year before have trusted me enough to want to come back, and they liked what we did, they liked being on set with me, they liked the results, so they've wanted to continue working with me, and that feels amazing. And to be honest, the more I work with a client, the more the teams get to know one another, the more I feel comfortable on set, and I think the better results we get. There are some clients in my client list that I've been working with for years, and I can tell you right now that the longer we work together, the better the images get, 100%. I'm more comfortable, we know how everyone works, my team know how to work with the client because every different client has different needs and different ways of communicating, different ways of working, so it just makes a huge difference when we all have that rapport. Going back to the topic of pitching, and as I said, I didn't actually need to spend as much time this year pitching myself because I did so much of it earlier on in the year. I've also been doing this a long time. Like, I have been pitching myself to brands and to magazines and to production agencies for years, so I've definitely reached a place in my career where I'm lucky to have all those returning clients and lots of people discovering me through my website, through Instagram, through word of mouth. But I did the maths and I looked into how many of the clients this year that I worked with that I booked through pitches, and 53% of them, over half, were from pitches that I sent this year. Even some of my returning clients were because I emailed them and said, hey, you know, I've got some free time, or are you working on anything at the moment? That sparked the booking of the shoot. Had I not sent those emails, I wouldn't have booked all those jobs. Those 38 shoots I did, they came because I pitched. And that is why I will die on the hill of, even though you're established, even though you're starting out, no matter what stage you're at, pitching is such a crucial part of my business, and I'm never going to stop pitching. I do think I'm going to do a lot of pitching early on in 2024, and I'm going to go into that in another episode because I want to dedicate a whole episode to my plans and my goals for 2024. But I do plan on pitching myself to Europe more, and right now, up until now, I've stuck only to pitching within the UK, and that's all about to change. So at the end of next year, my pitching might be even higher. Who knows? Previously, I used to get 90% of my work from my pitching. 100%, almost, not quite, 90% of it did. This year, it was 53%, and I'm still amazed by that. Like, I didn't expect that, by the way. When I was going through the data and looking at what I'd done, I didn't expect my pitching results to be so high because I knew that a lot of my clients were retained, and I also knew that a lot of people had just found me through word of mouth, through LinkedIn, through Instagram, or had come to me in various other ways. So I wasn't expecting the pitching to be as high, but it showed me, like I showed myself just how important the pitching is and that I need to continue doing it. I also looked at how many of my 38 shoots were personal projects, and it was 20% of them. 80% of the shoots were paid jobs. That is 20% of my time spent on nothing but personal work this year. And if you wonder how I get all these bookings, it's through the personal work. And again, I hadn't realized how much time I was spending creating personal work, but this feels like a really good balance. If I can continue for the rest of my career spending 20% of my time dedicating to personal projects of my choice, the projects that light me up, the projects that fill me with creativity and excitement and joy, and that also importantly get me hired, then that is 100% worth it. I really hope this has been an interesting episode for you. I know that it's been a quick one, but I think that it's important to be transparent for a start about how things are going, and where my time is being spent for the most part. And I would encourage you to do the same, because even though I've never done this before, I really wish I'd done it sooner. I think this is going to be something I continue to do every single year, maybe even quarterly, to look back on how I did in Q1 versus Q2, and analyzing what's worked and what hasn't, and asking myself what I want to do more of going forward. I'm going to be, in the next few days, really getting clear on what I want my 2024 to look like, but I am really glad I've done this review, because now I can look forward by looking back and saying, right, what worked, what didn't, what do I want to change, what do I want to maintain, what worked really well for me in 2023, and how can I take that into the new year and make it work even better? So this is your sign to go back through your calendar, tally up how many shoots you did. Don't be judgmental. If you feel like you've done less than you wanted, if you've done more than you wanted, do not judge it. Just use it as information to guide you moving forward. There is nothing wrong with whatever your results are, and do not compare yourself to me in any way, shape, or form. This is not meant to be that. This is meant to be me helping you see how to look at stuff and hopefully giving you an insight into my business that I know a lot of people want to see. Like, I'm nosy. I want to know the behind the scenes of people's businesses. So do your own digging, find out what's going on in your business and how things have gone this year, and then use that information to guide you for 2024. I will see you next week, where I'm going to talk about my goals. Thank you so much for listening to the Fashion Photography Show. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you have, please share it over on Instagram and tag me at Olivia Bossert Education so I can see, or just send it directly to a friend. I'll see you next time.